Washington paralyzed. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest Washington Post ABC News poll has found that two-thirds of Americans, and I hope your seatbelt is fastened low and tight around your waist, two-thirds of Americans are either dissatisfied or angry about the operation of the federal government. Americans are upset because Washington seems to be paralyzed. Reminds me of a story. Once upon a time, there was a huge snowstorm that paralyzed a very large city. Nobody could move, not even the snowplows. A Democrat came by, saw the problem, and said, "I know exactly what to do. I'll pass a snowplow stimulus to create or save 200,000 snow removal jobs." And he went off to conduct a poll on the idea. Next, a Republican came by, and he said, "I know exactly what to do." He announced immediate tax cuts on snowplows and then waited for the free market to work its magic. He froze to death. A Tea Partier came along and said, "I know what to do." He hired Sarah Palin to give a speech making fun of the snow. Unfortunately, because she had to wear gloves, it was a really short speech. Then a talk show host came by and confidently walked up to the biggest snowdrift he could find and started yelling what a moron it was. That caused some melting, but not much. Finally, a kindergarten teacher came along. She told her class to bundle up, and they spent the day building snowmen, making snow angels, sledding down hills, and had a great time. We're Americans. We mistrust government even in the best of times, and if it's paralyzed, we either have to start electing grown-ups to run it or find a way to get by without it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.